Welcome to Recharge Radio. My name is Jesse Wagoner, and I have the privilege of being your Bible teacher on this program. And I trust that as you encounter God's Word, you will find a spiritual recharge. So come along, won't you, as we open God's Word and find what He wants to say to you today. I trust that you will go along on this journey. Let's get started right now. Well, thank you for joining me for this edition of Recharge Radio. This is Jesse Wagoner, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you from God's Word in just a few moments. And I'm excited today because it's something you can put immediately into work into your life. You'll find it very practical and something you can do today that'll help us all along. Before we get there, I want to just take a moment and let you know of another opportunity, and that is Recharge Video. Recharge Video is a twice-a-week video release that we do, that we just share with you a little bit from God's Word, give you an encouragement, give you a little practical application, and give you a push along the way. Each of these are only about 2 minutes. You can get them quickly, and you can have them delivered to your smartphone, to your tablet, get it over your computer, a number of different sources. I would encourage you to visit our website and find out all of the details. That website address is rechargevideo.com, rechargevideo.com. There you can subscribe to us via iTunes. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can sign up for our email list and have every new episode sent directly to your inbox. And there you can just click the link, watch the video, and find a dose of encouragement to recharge you along the way. So I hope you will take a moment and visit rechargevideo.com very, very soon. Today I want to turn our attention to a verse that's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. Let me read the verse to you. It's a very, very brief. It's just a few words long. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Many of us have grown up with a tradition in our homes of spring cleaning. After the harshness of winter and as the days turn warm and we can open the windows and receive a lot of fresh air and sunshine on the inside of our homes, it's a good time to do a little extra special cleaning. Well, one of my recent spring cleaning projects was to clean my closet. I got to tell you, not one of my favorite activities. It was an activity I was not looking forward to. I would also say it was not an activity I really enjoyed doing it, but I really enjoyed it being done. To go into my closet and see it organized and to find things a little more easily and just to be able to enjoy the end product has been very, very good. Beforehand, it was in a little bit of disarray. It's a wonder I could leave in the morning with clothes that even matched. But now it's nicely organized. But part of that process had to be sorting through the things that were in that closet. In other words, I had to look at everything there, make a judgment as to its suitability to keep, its suitability for use. Have I used it recently? And those things that didn't pass that test had to go. That's in essence what the Apostle Paul is including in this last little package of very succinct commands he gives to the Thessalonian believers. And if you've ever read the last few verses of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, there's all of these commands that just come at us in a very staccato fashion. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies. And then he comes to this one in verse 21, test all things, hold fast what is good. Well, I want to apply this to an area of our life that's even more important than our closets or our storage or even our homes that we live in, and that is our hearts. I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage myself as I share this with you, that we need to do some spring cleaning in our hearts. We need to take a look at what our lives are all about, what is going on the inside, and to sort through those things and hold fast, hold on to those things that are good. Well, first of all, how do you do this testing process? How do you test these things? Well, let me encourage you to just think through this way, and some of them are very, very simple. One is the conscience test. Is my conscience bothered about this activity, this thought, this motive? That might be a good indicator that that's something that needs to go. If it passes that test, then hold on to it. There's also the test of just thinking. Does this fit with my lifestyle? Is this worthy of doing? Is this a wise use of time? That's a good test. But I want to take it to a deeper level and a more authoritative level. when you look at the activities and thoughts and the cares and the concerns and the issues of your heart, make sure you test it against the sure standard of God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul writes this, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Verse 17, "that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Of all the things Scripture is good for, and it's good for all of these good works, notice he says it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction. Part of that correction is discovering what is wrong and what needs to go. And whatever is left over is that which we need to keep and hold dear. If we want to be mature, and that's the idea of this thought in verse 17, of being complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work, we have to do some spring cleaning in our heart. In addition to our conscience, our thoughts, and more particularly the Word of God, I would just add one more to this process of sorting, of testing all things. We need to apply our prayer to that and ask God for divine help. Ask for a sensitivity to the Spirit who wants to lead us as we make decisions about what passes the test or not. What is worthy of our time to think about? What is worthy of our efforts and ambitions to pursue our purpose? What is worthy of our time as far as our activities? What is worthy of our words? Put it to the test that God would speak to us through the Spirit. Pray about that. You know, we need to pray for wisdom daily. We need to seek God's wisdom continually. That should be part of our regular prayer request that we give to God. As it says, test all things, hold fast what is good. Put those things to the test. Well, what are some of the things that need to be put to the test? Well, I've already alluded to them, but let me give them to you in a little more defined listing. First of all, our thoughts. Part of what we need to test is our thought life. We need to do a little sorting and spring cleaning of what we're thinking about. Maybe that's also a good time to think about where the subject matter of our thought life is coming from. If we're devoting ourselves to entertainment and sources that are unwholesome, if our internet browsing is filled with things that are unprofitable, if our television viewing and our other forms of entertainment coming to us are less than wholesome and leading us to think in a way that is not particularly wholesome or, more importantly, biblical, then that needs to be sorted out as well. But even beyond the outlets that the ideas come into our mind, we need to evaluate what we allow our minds to dwell on. What are we thinking about? Have you ever noticed this? We are always thinking. Sometimes we think purposefully. We are thinking and concentrating and problem-solving and meditating. And when we are not doing it purposefully, our minds are still rolling. It never shuts down. In fact, it never shuts down even when we're asleep. Some of us remember our dreams through the night, and some of us don't do that quite so often, but we do have indications that our minds are working even in our sleep time. But during our awake time, we need to be purposeful in our thinking and allow ourselves to think on those things that are good and profitable and beautiful, those things that are going to help us be the person God wants us to be. Test our thoughts. That's part of the all things. And sort out those things which need to go and hold fast what is good. Secondly, we need to think about our ambitions. Maybe we should say it this way, our motives. The question of why we are doing what we are doing. What am I trying to accomplish? What am I trying to prove? What am I trying to be? What image am I trying to portray? What is pushing us on? This gets very, very tricky and very, very deep, and we are ripe for self-deception about our motives. We can think we're doing all the right things, and we can be doing it for all the wrong reasons. So ask God to help you through the Word of God and through your prayer life and through your thinking and through your conscience. Am I really doing what I'm doing? Am I really seeking to be what I am for God's glory and for the benefit of others, or am I trying to make a big deal out of me? The Bible says that pride was the condemnation of the devil. That's what Jesus said. And pride is a problem for mankind all through the ages. It is a problem for us today. Sometimes we want to be doing what we're doing and being what we are for our own self-enrichment, to make ourselves the hero of every story. Instead, God is our hero, and we need to make a big deal about Him. So test our motives, test our ambitions, and hold fast what is good. Our ambition should be that we are here to glorify God and to serve Him, to simply say to Him every day, Lord, what do you need from me? What about my talents, abilities, experiences, my placement in life? What about me can you use for your glory? And as we come to some clarity and we come to some spiritual focus on why we are here, that is really going to help us sort out that which needs to go and hold fast to that which is good. Another area that we need to test all things in, that we need to do some spring cleaning and sort out, not only is our thoughts and our ambitions and motives, but our words, the words that we are speaking. Every once in a while, and maybe more often than once in a while, we need to eavesdrop on our own conversation. What are we saying to others? Are we saying words that build up or words that tear down? Are we saying words and sentences and phrases and paragraphs that push others on to be what they need to be in Christ? Or are we saying words that push in another direction? Whatever the case, we need to do that sorting. Listen to our words against the grid of the Word of God. We need to listen to our words against the filter of what we have prayed about and how the Spirit is leading. We need to listen to our words against the backdrop of when our conscience is bothered. Listen in on your conversation, and through the power of the Spirit to sort these things out in the innermost regions of your heart. Test those things that you are saying and hold fast that which is good. And part of that which is good is those things that we do speak to build each other up, to encourage each other in. There is someone that you're likely to meet today that needs to hear from your lips something that is encouraging, something that is directing in their spiritual development. Or perhaps if it's someone that doesn't know the Lord as their Savior, they've never trusted Christ for their own salvation, that you need to share a word of your story of coming to Christ, or you need to share a portion of Scripture about what it means to be saved. Say it in compassion, say it in love, but point others to Jesus with your words today. If you hold on to that, that indeed is good. As we turn back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21, where it says, test all things, hold fast what is good. In addition to our thoughts and our ambitions and our words, think about our actions as well. Put them to the test. Lay them alongside of these indicators of what is good or bad and see how you're doing. How are you spending your time? How are you spending your money? What are you spending your days on this planet doing? Are you involved in activities that are just all about you and entertainment and building a kingdom for yourself? Or are your activities all about building God's kingdom? It's a great question to ask and one I need to ask of myself frequently. And I want to remind you, even though I tell you these things, I thank God that He's allowed them to be working on my heart before they get to you. Oftentimes, as I think about the congregation before whom I stand, I tell them this. I'm just sharing with you what God has already been working on my heart on, and you to get to listen in. So thank you for listening in what God's doing in my heart. But as you think about your actions, am I building my kingdom or God's? Am I doing this for His glory or my own? Or am I just trying to live life to its fullest and try to find all the laughs and joy and amusements I can? There's nothing wrong with enjoying life. There's nothing wrong with recreation. But we do need to test what we are doing as we test all things and make sure we are investing our time wisely. And those activities that are worthwhile, and I know many of us are involved in activities, and I trust you have found a place of service in your local church and in your world or in a ministry that you're a part of. Hold fast those things which are good. Many of you may be working a rescue mission, or maybe you teach a Sunday school class, or maybe you serve in an office in your church, or maybe you're trying to serve the homeless, or maybe you're trying to serve in those that are less fortunate, or maybe you're trying to serve in educating, or maybe you're trying to serve by just being a good influence in your community and participating in the marketplace of ideas and representing Christ well there. All of those and so many more are worthwhile activities. Simply do this. Test all things as far as our activities, our actions, and hold fast what is good. I'm going to take you back to those two words that appear in the middle of this verse where it says, hold fast. As I think about that, I think of getting a death grip on something. I remember years ago when our children were little, we were on a trip up in the mountains, and we were one of these mountain vistas where you look out over this grand view of God's creation, but you're way up high, and you're kind of standing along a little fence there. And I remember our children being little, I would hold their hand as we approached that edge and enjoy the view, and I would have a death grip on their hand. I didn't want any thought of them slipping or climbing or getting into trouble at that height. I was going to hold fast. I was not going to let go. Well, hold fast. Get a death grip on those things which are good in your life. Those thoughts and those motives and those words and those actions that are part of our expression of our service to God, and don't let go of them. Hold on to them. Yeah, you've tested what is bad, and you've sorted out that which is substandard, and hold fast that which is good. May God help us to put these things into place in our lives, to test all things and hold fast what is good. Now, you can do that today. You don't need to wait till tomorrow. You don't need to wait till the next Sunday or the next Monday to begin the new work week. You can start the cleaning process today. You can do the spring cleaning in your heart starting this moment. I pray that God will give you the courage, and God will give you the strength, and God will give you the heart to pursue testing all things and holding fast what is good, as that applies to your heart. Well, thank you for joining me in this Bible study, and I want to end with just a prayer for you. And I don't know if you're driving or you're listening individually or with someone else, but I trust that you can connect with me as I pray for you. And even though you're hearing my voice, I trust God is hearing both of our voices as we take this prayer concern to God. And my prayer for you today, my prayer for myself today, is simply what we've already talked about in the Word of God, that we would test all things and hold fast what is good. Would you join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for those that have invested their time, and I trust they believe that they have held fast to what is good by giving their time to listen to this teaching from God's Word today. Thank you for including in all of these lists of commands, this reminder to us that you've given us this gift to tell us this good thing to do, to test all things. And then as they are tested, to hold fast what is good. I pray, Father, that you give us the courage to now let this passage of God's Word, this message from the voice of God, now actually make a difference in our lives, that we will put it into action, that we'll really spend the difficult process of searching our hearts. Give us a knowledge of the Scriptures. We lay our thoughts and our ambitions and our words and our actions against the backdrop of what is good and what is not. Help us to, Lord, to seek the power of your Spirit to do that. I pray that you will bless your people as they do this today. Thank you for the opportunity that we've had to share together. And may, Lord, I pray that you would make this a day of particular blessing to each one listening, because they've invested time in doing a good thing for you. May you bless them even as we ask these things strictly and solely on the merits of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, in conclusion, thanks for joining me today. Be sure to join us next time as we will take another look into God's Word that I trust will be a spiritual recharge to you as we continue our study on Recharge Radio.